Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome in to the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Tim Dennis. Excited about today's show, folks. Today, we're kind of kicking it a little old school today. Here's the situation. I told you we'd be telling some spooky stories today, and that's what we're doing. I have a book in front of me that I had the privilege of reading a little bit over the weekend and a little bit here in the last day or two. It is a beautiful book, folks. Here it is right here. I have it right here in front of me. If you're watching on video, if you're not, then shame on you because you're not seeing this beautiful book I have in front of me. It's called Creepy Campfire Stories, Spine-Chilling Tales to Scare and Share. It is written by Darkness Prevails with Carmen Carrion. And my guest is Darkness Prevails, part of the Unexplained Encounters podcast. We have a link to in the description of this program, not only to the entire, not only just the Unexplained Encounters podcast, but the whole EerieCast network in general, so you can check out what they have to offer. But we're going to bring in Darkness Prevails now and tell you, and first I'll tell you a little bit about Darkness Prevails and then bring them in and then tell you a little bit about the podcast and the book as well. The book is so good, folks. And we're going to clear up a little bit of confusion too, because I've had a couple of questions before the show. So we're going to clear up some stuff too with Darkness Prevails. Darkness Prevails is a spooky storyteller extraordinaire hailing from the Ozarks of Arkansas. When he's not busy spinning yarns about things that go bump in the night on EerieCast, the horror podcast network, or on his wildly successful YouTube channel, Darkness Prevails, he can often be found wandering through the misty woods, searching for evidence of Bigfoot, or at least an excuse to use his night vision goggles, with a love of all things spooky and a knack for making even the bravest of souls quiver in their boots. Darkness Prevails is a force to be reckoned with in the horror genre. Other books include Freaky Folklore, Appalachian Folklore Unveiled, and Phantom Phenomena. So let's welcome in, for the first time, to Darkness Radio, Darkness Prevails. Welcome in, my friend.
Thanks so much, Tim. It's a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate you having me on.
Appreciate you being here. First of all, man, I gotta commend both you and Carmen for such a gorgeous book. And by the way, this book comes out July 8th, I believe, right?
That's correct.
That's right. So you can go get it pre-order right now in a link that we have in the description of this program. And I do encourage each and every one of our viewers and listeners to go get this book and pre-order this book. Boy, is it gorgeous.
It is a good-looking book. Our publisher, Cordo, they really put together some really gorgeous coffee table-style hardcovers. They're great to collect. If you don't want to read them, you'll have a very gorgeous thing sitting on your bookshelf anyway. So if you're more of a collector type, go for it. It's got beveled font on the front. Yeah. Beautiful sort of nighttime glowing green theme there. Very sturdy pages, gorgeous layout, factoids, blurbs. You'll love it. And the stories are hand-picked by me. Some of the scariest stories I've read that are outdoor related on any of my shows.
Okay, so here's where I want to clear up a couple of things here, because I've had a couple of questions already from a couple of listeners who when I let them know ahead of time, they went to Amazon, they're looking at it, and they went, wait a minute, Creepy Campfire Stories, Tim, is this kind of like Jim Harold's thing? So I had to go, no. I had to clear them up once I've been reading this wonderful book, and I said it's nothing like that. So I'll let you explain here. We'll say DP. We'll call you DP for short, or I could call you by your real name, but let's call you DP. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
So tell me, Creepy Campfire Stories here is I'm honored to be compared to at all to Jim Harold, because mm-hmm. before I ever did any of this, I was an avid listener of Jim Harold.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I was detailing cars back in the day. I was listening to Jim Harold for hours. I loved his, what was it? Campfire stories or just.
Yes. Yeah. Campfire stories. Correct. Yeah.
But I would listen to that for so long. I always cherished the ones about monsters because those are the best. My favorite stories are always monster related, but this comes from two podcasts, primarily Unexplained Encounters and our outdoors related podcast for specifically like woodsy, scary stories, Alone in the Woods. And the way I do my stories, they're all viewer submissions. These come from real people, like any of your listeners, real people, not AI, not anything people might have written, commissioned by me anyway, not commissioned, but they're people coming into the show and they want to share their stories and they claim them to be true. And I tell people I'm not a source of news. I'm not sharing these stories to provide you with facts or a newspaper of creepy things. It is simply entertainment. So take that as you will
mm-hmm.
and believe what you want. And that's the beauty of these kinds of campfire stories. When people come in, they claim that they're true. You get to believe what you want. All the while you're enjoying a very scary, edited, and beautiful version and compilation of scary outdoors stories. These are stories I picked because you've got to believe, I've read thousands of stories over the years. It's to the point where, to be quite honest with you, if I pull up a name from the table of contents, I'm going to only recognize and remember maybe three of these.
Yeah.
Even if I compiled them into here, because I just read so many. I read probably 20 stories this week or last week because the internet went down. But these are stories where if I'm narrating, they'll make me get a chill, or I have to look over my shoulder at my wife's creepy mannequin that she keeps back there behind my desk because she loves me so much. But it's those stories. And I actually have a list and labels on my scripts. Every time a story gives me that special spook, I'll put a little fire icon next to it. And I can just search that fire icon, and I know exactly which stories I can pull up that I really loved and want people to hear again. So these are a lot of those. Excellent. Allegedly true, scary, outdoorsy stories that if you share around a campfire, people are going to love you or hate you for the very same reason.
One of the things I also want to commend you on in this book is the fact that there's also little tips in the middle of the story as well. So let's say you have a story about a werewolf. The thing that separates you from any other haunted tale book that I've seen out there is you may have tips about how to ward this werewolf off. And there's some helpful things in there as well. Helpful things that are specific to the story that's there in front of you. So what gives you the idea as you're writing this book that you're like, you know what, I want to separate myself from every other haunted tale book?
I gotta thank Carmen Carrion, basically my co-author with this one. She did a ton of editing on these stories to make them easier and more fun to read. And she is solely responsible for almost every one of these blurbs and factoids. But we wanted to do that because we wanted to add an extra little spice on top of each story whenever we could. Because on Amazon, all over the indie publishing space, you have tons of stories just like this. People compile them together, do a little bit of editing, but what makes them stand out? Not a lot. But we wanted to add as much flair as we could. Sometimes these are fun little factoids where it's silly. Sometimes they're serious. You'll get stuff in there that might help you in the situation if you find yourself being followed by a big hairy man beast. Otherwise, it's just a little bit of extra that we wanted to put in there. It makes the book look all the more better laid out, you know, more beautiful.
Mm-hmm. The one thing, and again, I'll commend you both on this, is there are, as you've stated, there are plenty of outdoor stories here, and the majority of them are outdoors or related to a cabin or related to somewhere in the woods. We do get the occasional story that has an indoor flair to it or something indoors or something just absolutely out of left field with a creature there are creatures in here. I gotta give it to you, DP. There are creatures in here I've never heard of. And I've been doing this almost 20 years. And I go, are you kidding me? Well, when I read this and it chills me, it enthralls me. And I, and I, Oh, I don't know if I should even bring up the one creature that's in here. There's a creature that's out in the woods that there's a hunter out in the woods, takes a shot at this particular creature. It's a common creature that's out in the woods, but then morphs into something completely different that stands. It's on four legs, morphs into two legs and goes after this hunter.
That is one of my favorite stories in this. One of the ones I would actually instantly remember by name. A lot of people might call that, if you don't mind me mentioning the
name, of course. Yeah.
Some people might call that the not deer. That's a particularly new phenomenon I've been seeing in submissions. It just started coming up out of nowhere, so I'm not exactly sure where it originated from. But I think it has to do with wasting disease, I think it's called.
Yeah, chronic wasting disease, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it stems from that, but people might be seeing something entirely different. But these are deer who do not behave like deer. They've been seen eating flesh and not in the, look at that dead bone on the ground. I'm just going to nibble at it. Like a natural deer might do. These are deer who are like, I'm going to mess up that squirrel and I'm going to make sure the hunter watching me sees the whole display. So that kind of thing. But this is like a mix between a Wendigo, the monstrous Wendigo versus a not deer. It could be either of those. All up to your readers' opinions. But it's definitely a creepy one. One of my favorite ones. And all these strange creatures, like you said, that you've never experienced before or read about before, those make my job worth doing. Because I read tons of, I saw the dog man, or it's another skinwalker story. But when I get one where it's something I've never seen before, that just excites me. I can't wait to read it and reread it again. But that is one of my favorites. It's this cool little psychological horror too, because he's kind of fighting in his own head, like, I shouldn't have done that. Is this the first time in my life I felt bad for hunting? But it's a great story. If you pop open this book, look for I Shot a Deer, and that could be your first one, and I would totally recommend it for sure.
Well, and one of the great things about this book, and again, I commend you up and down, this book is absolutely wonderful. You could, as you said, pick any story out of the index, go to that page, you could read just that story, put it away, and keep going and going back to any story in the book, and you've got a short story you could savor and then go back to it and pick it up from wherever you want to go. You don't have to read it from cover to cover, although I encourage you to do so. You could, pick up and go from any point you want to go to. But that I Shot a Deer story, man, I tell you, someone who spent a good part of my formative years in the woods hunting, I was freaked out. I don't know what I would have done in that scenario, and I'm not going to spoil much about the story, but I don't know what I would have done in that scenario had I faced that situation of what that hunter went through.
Exactly.
And to give the listeners and viewers of this program a little taste, just imagine something zombie-like and something deer-like and something that just won't go down.
Exactly. Yeah. Something a little too familiar while not at the same time.
Right. And you just don't know what you're facing. And you don't really have a way out of the woods.
I love that you bring up, you don't know how you would react. And I think that's an obvious thing to think when you read these stories. But I love that it reminds me, at the end of a lot of these stories, people are like, I never hunted again, or I never went fishing again. And I do wonder if that is true. If you were to get that close to something completely monstrous, completely out of the unexplained realm, if you would be like, nope, I'm not going to touch a rifle ever again, or at least out in the wilderness, I'm going to stay home, going to watch the Nature Channel.
I think at that point I would. I think I'd put my gun away if I saw something like that.
At least for a few months, right?
Oh, sure. Because at that point, it makes you wonder, right? Because with chronic wasting disease, it's a very real thing. So there's a chance that you could meet another deer that would have that exact same trait again. And it's just enough to make you question, could this happen to a whole nother flock of deer where you could run into an entire herd of deer that's exactly like this, right? Or was it a one-time thing, and do I really want to chance it, right? Do I really want to take that chance and maybe potentially run into it, or was it a one-time thing? So it would make you think twice to actually go out there again. And even if you have a party, right, if you've got a particular parcel of land that you hunt, and say you're just separated by a few hundred yards from each other on different deer stands, that still doesn't give you much safety. I mean, you're still separated by a few hundred yards from each other. And, you know, who's to say that this thing doesn't overtake you before somebody can get to you?
Right. And speaking of safety, like a lot of these stories, they'll mention, I shot at it. I'm pretty sure I hit it, but there was no reaction whatsoever.
Yeah.
So even if you got a gun, it's more akin to being like a pilgrim back in the grizzly bear days where it had little to no effect.
Yeah. Yeah. That Terminator effect too, where you know you hit it and it doesn't do anything. It just shrugs it right off.
Yeah, I might pass out right there, to be honest.
Yeah, that whole thing is it's just that gave me a chill too. So there's quite a few stories like that in here that shock you, that set you on edge and make you think, oh no, nope, nope, nope. You know, it make you really question twice about going out in nature and whether that's the place you want to be. But, you know, there's so much out there, DP, that's beautiful, that's gorgeous, especially since we're in that season right now, right?
Right, yeah. That's funny you mention beauty and horror. That's something I've always kind of connected in my mind. I don't know why. I would go out in the woods. I lived out in the boondocks, basically. Middle of the woods, out in the mountains. And I would go outside with Incompetech, that royalty-free music, their horror section playing on repeat. Just the scariest sounds you could hear from, like, creepypasta narrations. And I'd just be walking alone through the woods. Like, am I a psychopath? But that's what I like, that creepy feeling. It makes me scared and comfortable. I don't know what it is about me. Maybe I'm a weirdo.
No movie
or show I watch can be not horror. So if you ever looked at my Netflix history or anything, it's just scary movie after scary movie.
Well, no, if you think about it, though, I mean, we've become so domesticated. We've put ourselves in these cages we call houses, right? And we've separated ourselves from nature, our natural being, that we've made nature an enemy. And to step back into it and try to kind of what's the word I'm looking for here, DP? Kind of
reacclimate to the natural world.
Yeah, I was going to say reacquaint, but reacclimate ourselves to nature, or even reintegrate ourselves to nature would be impossible at this point. We couldn't throw away technology. We couldn't get rid of our houses. We couldn't start, you know, living in huts or teepees or building, you know, mud huts and living out amongst nature again. We're not built that way anymore.
Yeah, I think a lot of us would sadly perish pretty quick if we had none of what we called or none of our modern things to keep us safe and warm.
We're not built that way anymore. I mean, even think about just modern medicine and how much we depend on modern medicine in order to survive.
Oh, I think about that a lot. My kids got sick recently, mm-hmm. So antibiotics ran their course. And I always think if we didn't have antibiotics, just suddenly, how many people would die?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. I would have been destined for death back in the day because I had a kidney issue when I was a younger. And it just, if I didn't have surgery, if I didn't have antibiotics, I would have been dead. So that is a crazy thought that a lot of us are alive because of these modern comforts. And these stories will remind you that even with or without these modern comforts, there's some scary things out there that could kill you.
Most definitely. I'm a brittle type 2 diabetic in my mid-50s. I would have been dead in my 30s. I'm, you know, just being honest.
Thank God for modern tech.
Right, sure. Right. Thank God for modern medicine. I mean, there's little miracles everywhere. And when by saying little miracles, I mean even miracles that we've manufactured. I mean, little miracles, right? I tell you, there are things in nature, though, when we've created what should be, like you said, beauty, natural beauty around us that we should be in awe of, that we should be one with, that we've created our own boogeyman, so to speak, out of it. We've turned it against us. That's really ironic. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause, nature should be our home. We should feel comforted out there. And yet we do turn it into this thing that's terrifying. If you lose track of the trail for even a moment, I think everyone's natural response is a rapid heartbeat and starting to turn 360 degrees repeatedly.
Now, here's my question here, DP, and that's this. Are there things out there that maybe we should understand and not only understand, but maybe even have a certain amount of control over that we have no understanding of and no control over that we blow out of proportion because we're so disconnected?
First thing that comes to mind is how actually huge the wilderness is, especially in America. A lot of people misjudge how small or big places are, and they end up getting lost and never found. And I think stick to the trails, realize how tiny of an ant you really are to nature itself. Respect nature. I think that's something that would be a given, but a lot of people don't respect nature. Nature's scary, especially if you don't respect it. So be aware that you're human, that you are small, but not insignificant, not in that way. But you're there to be a part of nature, to enjoy it, and to be at peace with it. And if you respect yourself and everything around you, everything is going to turn out all right.
The missing 411 stuff is...
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yeah, that, a lot of that, you know, whether you believe it's creatures that are out in the woods, whether you believe it's aliens coming down and taking you away, whether you believe it's fairy folk, whatever you want to believe is out there that's getting a hold of people. Man, some of that stuff just throws you off.
It really chills me when I first discovered the Missing 411 series. I had to order it the same day to all the books to that series.
Yeah.
But they're really fascinating because the way people are found, just if they are found, clothes folded up neatly next to them, completely passed out, no memory of what happened, several dozen miles from where they should have been.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
Very bizarre indeed. I tell you what, let's take our break here. When we come back, maybe we could get a story or two out of you, or at least talk about a story or two in the book, because you span everything. I mean, you span everything from just looking at the book here, everything from shadows in the firelight to when camping becomes a nightmare to monsters among us to mysteries in the mist to dark trails and national parks, which I find fascinating too. I love the fact that you brought up national parks here. I want to talk maybe when we come back first about national parks and what the fascination and the inspiration was for a national park. So we'll tackle that next when we come back with Darkness Prevails. Here's the book right here, folks. It's a gorgeous book. It's available on July 8th. It's Creepy Campfire Stories, Spine-Chilling Tales to Scare and Share. And if you're looking at the video right now, you're seeing the cover. When we come back, more with Darkness Prevails, and we will talk about the national parks and the inspiration behind finding those stories for national parks. And believe it or not, it's just not one story about national parks. We'll talk about national parks and the hauntings behind them when we come back with Darkness Prevails in just a moment. In the meantime, the link is in the description of this program. Go get a pre-order the copy of the book while we're away. When we come back, more with Darkness Prevails, Creepy Campfire Stories, right here on the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio.
Moro Casino, Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Welcome back to the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Tim Dennis. My guest is Darkness Prevails. The name of the book is, in fact, let me hold it up here if we're on camera, Creepy Campfire Stories, Spine-Chilling Tales to Scare and Share. It is Darkness Prevails along with Carmen Carrion. So both of them put this gorgeous book together here. And not only a gorgeous book inside and out, but also... I gotta tip my cap to you. It's one of the more intriguing paranormal story books I think I've read in the last couple of years.
That's good. That's the goal, is to stand out amongst the vast competition.
There's a lot of them, isn't there? I think.
Yeah, as a horror lover, I do love it. But now as an author of the same thing, I kind of don't.
Well, there's a lot of competition. And I think the hard thing is to stand apart, because boy, there's a lot of ghost stories, there's a lot of cryptid stories, there's a lot of monster stories, and it's one thing to, I mean, first of all, to pull true stories and then put them in a book is one thing, but the second thing is to put compelling stories in there. The third thing is to get a variety of those stories together, and you've managed to do all three. And make them not only entertaining and spooky and but riveting. And that again, I want to tip my cap to you because you've managed to do that. And boy, I tell you, the variety here is impressive. It's impressive. I want to go in the direction of national parks. I teased that before the break. You've got four stories here. You bring up Yellowstone, the Rockies. Is it Congaree Park? That's the one I haven't.
I think it's Congaree.
Yeah. And the Whispers in Stone Forest. National parks. I think safety when I think national parks, but now you've got me a little unnerved. What was it about national parks that was a little bit of a draw for this book?
That was a big concoction of a bunch of things. So as we discussed before, Missing 411 was a huge inspiration for my channel. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, that stuff was taking off on YouTube. And I'm sad to say I am a YouTuber at my core. So when something starts to gain traction, I kind of want to see what I can do about that, see if I can get some views. And I did notice pretty quick, national park stories were popular. And thank God, too, because some of my favorite stories were national park stories. And I noticed people love hearing about Appalachia, Yellowstone, Rockies, all of that in particular. And there's fascination around it because while it is supposed to be safe and taken care of, it's also wild, right?
Yeah.
So it's like the closest border, sort of the event horizon of our natural world and chaos. So when you're walking along the trail, you're, what, a few yards away from being happy with your family and not seeing where the trail was or where your people were. And that's what makes national parks so darn scary, in my opinion. I think a lot of people would agree, especially with Missing 411 pointing out that people go missing in the worst, most bizarre scenarios. So you're not just going to be lost out there eating bugs till you're found a few days later. It's going to be something, it could be something worse, something weirder.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. It's the fact that you think you're safe, right? You think you've got this false sense of security. You think, well, there's rangers around, right? There's people to look for me. If I should go missing, then I won't be missing very long because they have access to search teams. They have access to plenty of authorities to come find me. But the scant truth here really is this. There's one ranger per national park, maybe a couple.
Yeah.
The time it takes for a rescue team to come find you is quite a bit of time. And the time that it would take a rescue team to come find you, it's probably going to be a day and a half, 2 days, 3 days.
Yep. And the vastness, the absolute vastness. So
yeah,
it's more like an ocean. You're trying to find a needle in an ocean. And that needle often doesn't have the knowledge to stick where he should, right? So a lot of people, if you get lost out there, you're going to make the opposite decisions of what you should be making. And you get yourself more lost and you're accidentally tricking the people who are trying to find you. And so it becomes this cliff's or knife's edge of complacency and terror.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's why I don't vacation at national parks.
That's probably why I want to go. It's like one of those things where, darn, I wish I had the time to go do this.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, maybe not. I've got two kids now. Maybe we'll let them grow up a little bit before they challenge Bigfoot out in the woods.
Yeah. What do you think the odds are that, and I'm putting this on you, I'm not going to answer this question, but what do you think the odds are that there are multiple cryptids at most of our national parks?
That does bring me to a point that I've always believed in, even now after all these stories. So when you read thousands of allegedly true stories, you'd think, is it going to make you more of a believer? For me, it hasn't. It has the opposite effect, but not entirely. So I become more skeptic because people will send me crazy stuff. And I don't want to poke fun, but I did get a story, and this is infamous in my community, where a guy was riding horseback with a katana fighting a wendigo to the death in a snowy forest. And I'm like, did you really send that to me? Did you really spend an hour of your day writing that so I would read it? But it past the ridiculous stories, it's the stories in this book that make the job worth doing. For me, what I'm trying to get to is I've always believed there's so many freaking stories like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not everyone is lying.
Right.
And all it takes is one person out of those tens of thousands to have a credible account that wasn't a mistake, right? So one person who's not only truthful, but didn't mistake what they saw. Just one. And that opens up a huge hallway of doors of magic and terror at the same time. So I do find horror magical in a way. So imagine you got the regular world, nothing crazy happens, it's human on human violence, and then you got the world where a guy got mauled by a werewolf once, which is horrible, but also, if that's real, what the hell else is real, right? But I'm not saying it's all real. I'll obviously not go in with skepticism, healthy skepticism, but in my head, personally, if one of these is remotely true, then there's mystery left in this world, right?
Right. That brings up an interesting question. When you get these submissions, when you get these stories, where is your BS meter? Where does it lie? Where's the line here? So when you get a story and you look at something, where does your spidey sense go off and you say, I don't know that I can believe this story, or yeah, I buy in. Is there a line where you say, you know, this much is too much, and where is it?
My horror Geiger counter goes off the charts all over the place, like you're throwing the darn thing over Chernobyl a lot of the times. And it comes down to several instances. So when I open a submission, I'm looking for, are there paragraphs? You won't believe how many stories I've received that are 3,000 words in one wall of text with no periods. Mm-hmm. That sets my limit off immediately. Like, no, I'm not doing this. Luckily, we have AI now. I can pop that sucker into AI and be like, hey, edit this so I can actually read it, but don't change anything else. So that saved me a lot of stories that might have been good by people who don't necessarily, I don't know, pay attention when they write or just want to get it out and don't have the time to edit. But beyond that, the stories themselves, I'm wary of stories where, here's an example. I saw Bigfoot, but maybe it wasn't, versus I saw Bigfoot and arm wrestled him. So that kind of direct confrontation, that's what gives me an eye roll. Yeah. And then I'm like, I'll put this over here for now and focus on stuff that's a little bit more believable. I like the vague accounts that have subtlety. Like the I shot a deer story, while wild and scary, there's not as much of a direct confrontation. They're not wrestling around in the dirt trying to kill one another, or he's not being dragged away to be torn limb from limb with visceral detail. When you leave that stuff out and let people's imagination flow, you got a more credible account at the same time. So that kind of stuff, it helps. other things, age of the narrator, when they write the story, even if it's written good and they're like, I'm currently 8 years old. This is what happened. It kind of sets the alarm off. I'm like, I'm going to be a little bit extra skeptical with you, but I'm not going to just throw you in the garbage bin right now. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Is there a story that you've ever read from a person and then maybe they've submitted a second story? They said, you know, I've had more than one experience. And then you finally have said, you know what? I need to come meet you because you've now submitted multiple stories and I don't know whether I can believe you or not. I have to see you in person in order to figure out whether you're everything you say you are and more.
We've had a couple of prolific authors in the submission community, but I'm not so picky depending on how they do it. There is one guy, I can't remember his name, and he submitted dozens of stories, and I think he submitted what is my top favorite story. So maybe I'm a little biased, but the way he does it is it's not an account, his account for each of them, but a gathering of accounts from friends, neighbors, co-workers. So he's kind of doing my job for me in a way and compiling stories under his username and crediting these anonymous friends of his, right? Mm-hmm. So if they do it like that, I'm not so picky, but when you got people who are like eight stories in of, yeah, I saw a werewolf yesterday and today the skinwalker came back because he wanted his bus ticket I stole and that kind of stuff, that's when I'm like, now I'll do your first story, but these later ones I'm going to have to heavily review to see what you're really talking about here. But it does happen. And I'm still here for the entertainment because I love the scary story format. But even if it's like 10% verifiable on my end, mm-hmm. that I need to have some sort of responsibility with how unbelievable or believable it is, I'll lend 10% of that to it. You know, I'm not going to just let everything through.
Understandable. And we do the same thing with our parishioner segment. We don't let everything through. But there are some, I think you can tell there's a certain amount of realness to the stories when the stories are a little more open-ended. I think the whole, if there's a resolute ending to a story, like, and then we sat down to dinner with the ghost and then the ghost had a great story for us about the other side and gave us the meaning of life. Oh, well, you know, I don't know that I buy it.
You're completely right. Every one of my favorite stories, they've got this tinge of realness to them. Mm-hmm. When you said that, I immediately thought of this story from a Norwegian country I got, and it was about a werewolf near a hog silo or a hog kind of a, what is it? You got chicken houses, and I guess it'd be like a hog house, right? And the way it was written, it wasn't, oh, I'm going to show off my writing skills. Or it wasn't, oh, I've got a real story, but I got to show off how scary it is. It was like, dude, something really creepy happened. So I'm just going to lay it out, see what y'all think. And when it's written like that, it's scarier. Because then that believability factor kind of bleeds through. And that'll always be one of my all-time favorites. It's available in my other book, Phantom Phenomena, which is another hand-picked selection of all my unexplained stories, top favorites. But yeah, let me see. There is another story, my all-time favorite that I was talking about. Weatherman in the, is it Cuyahoga? Do you know how to pronounce that? I don't want to say it wrong and get ridiculed here.
Yeah, I think it's Cuyahoga. Yeah.
Weatherman in the Cuyahoga Valley Buzzer. And it's got everything I've discussed here. It's a story where it's vague. The implications are terrifying. And it's not written to be a Nobel Prize winning, or not a Nobel Prize, but a New York Times bestselling story. It's written to be like, hey man, keep it on the down low, but I saw this or experienced it, and I don't know what it was.
Right on. Speaking of stories that chill and keep people on the edge of their seat, I'm wondering if you can tell one for us now. I don't know about your audience. My audience has a fascination with haunted dolls.
Dolls, okay.
Yeah, can we go to page 59 in the book and tell the story of the possessed singing doll?
Absolutely, let me get there.
Okay, sure, not a problem.
Let's see if I remember this one.
Okay.
Gotta pull it out from my brain.
Sure. This audience has a fascination with two things, black-eyed kids and possessed singing dolls. And I know that there's, and I won't ruin the story in the book here, that seems a lot like there's one woman who shows up in one of the stories who feels a lot like a black-eyed woman, but she isn't, I don't think, but it came across like one.
I think I know which one you're talking about. It's a very, very good story.
Yeah.
Oh, I can definitely read this. Speaking of black-eyed kids real quick.
Sure.
One of the first stories I read online was about some guy in a truck driving through a desert road at night, mm-hmm. when a couple of black-eyed kids stopped him. And when he finally rolled down the window, because you get that feeling of you shouldn't talk to these people.
Yeah.
And they said to him, this won't take long. Ooh, that gave me chills back in the day. And I was up for hours after that trying to get back to sleep. Ugh. But anyway, yeah, I can go into the story, The Possessed Singing Doll. A perfect tale for when you're bored at a sleepover. Tell stories and avoid conjuring demons. Yeah, don't play with Ouija boards, kids. Two teenage girls' fascination with the paranormal causes them to recite a spell with creepy consequences. I still find myself thinking back to this experience whenever I'm around dolls, especially those mechanical ones that start singing a tune when you press a button. At the time of the story, my family and I lived in an apartment complex consisting of about 20 apartments. My best friend, whom I'll call Anna, also lived in the same building. We hung out all the time and were practically part of each other's families. The scent of her mother's apple strudel often wafted through the hallways, a comforting reminder of home now that I've grown up and moved away. One night, we were planning on having a sleepover at her place, as we had done many times before. Being young and naive, we were really into paranormal stuff. This interest was fueled even more by Anna's older friend, who had joined quite a few seances and would not stop telling us about them. Not a day passed without ghosts or demons and the like filling our conversations. The thrill of the unknown sent tingles through our bodies. On the night of our sleepover, we were lounging in Anna's parents' bedroom, sprawled across their soft, plush comforter, our words muffled by fluffy pillows as we talked and giggled. The room was dimly lit by a bedside lamp, casting long shadows on the walls. Of course, the paranormal topic came up again, but even then we weren't taking it seriously. Anna suddenly remembered that her friend, the same one involved with these seances, had printed out a few witchy spells from the internet and given them to her earlier that day. We were having a real good laugh about those spells, reading them out loud, our voices echoing slightly in the quiet room. Stupid, I know, but who would have thought that some random spells from a sloppily made web page could have an actual effect? Anna's parents had a small, pretty doll sitting on the nightstand beside the bed. Nothing else was on the stand. It had blonde, curly hair, bright blue eyes that seemed to follow you around the room, and it was wearing a pink, frilly dress that rustled softly in the breeze from the open window. When you pressed its stomach, it would start singing a rather pleasant song. It was adorable, its tinkling voice filling the room with cheer. We had just finished reading out another spell when the doll suddenly started singing its little song. At first, it was the usual cheery tune, but that changed fast. It went from being cute and happy-sounding to a completely distorted version of the song, and it wouldn't stop. Imagine any children's song, then put it in a horror movie involving a haunting. That was kind of how it sounded, a cacophony of discordant notes that sent chills racing down our spines. Of course, Anna and I were shocked. We couldn't move, much less speak, for what felt like ages. The air in the room seemed to grow thick and heavy, pressing down on us. Then, Anna, panic etched all over her face, shouted at me to get out of the room. Her voice sounded distant and muffled, as if coming from underwater. She ran for the door, and in reflex and fear of being left behind, I followed. The floorboards creaked ominously under our feet as we fled. We didn't go tell her parents, like we probably should have, but instead just sat in the living room and tried to calm down. Our hearts were pounding so hard I thought they might burst out of our chests. The cool air in the room did little to soothe our frayed nerves. Anna told me she saw a shadow on the wall right across from the nightstand and the doll, which was what broke her from her paralysis. The thought of it made goosebumps rise on my arms. We ended up canceling the sleepover. I just wanted to go home to my parents. The familiar corridors of our apartment building seemed alien and threatening as I hurried home, every shadow a potential threat. The flickering hallway lights only added to the eeriness. To this day, Anna still swears up and down that she really saw that shadow. We also went back to her parents' bedroom the next morning to check the doll. We thought that, maybe, the singing mechanism had simply started to malfunction at the worst possible time. But when we tried pressing the button, the song played without sounding weird. No distortions detected at all. The doll's eyes seemed to gleam with an unsettling knowledge as we backed away from it. One last thought. The next time you're tempted to dabble in the dark arts, maybe stick to less risky hobbies like juggling chainsaws or poking sleeping bears. And if you will, I will add this little blurb here, this little factoid.
Sure.
Is your doll possessed? 3 telltale signs. Do you suspect your favorite childhood toy might be harboring an otherworldly presence? Here's a handy guide to determine if your doll has crossed over to the dark side. The stare. If you catch the doll's eyes following you around the room, it might be time to worry. Bonus creep points if the doll doesn't have painted on eyes. Mysterious relocation. Does your doll appear in different rooms without anyone moving it? Either you have a prankster in the house, or it's time to call an exorcist. Pet panic. If your normally chill pet suddenly refuses to enter a room or hisses at the doll, they might know something you don't. A possessed doll is for life, not just for Halloween.
I love that last point.
Yeah.
It's for life, not just for Halloween.
Yeah, and it's going to follow you everywhere.
That it is. I'm wondering if we can get one more before we leave people today, because this particular story, I think encompasses a lot of the book, and it really does chill to the bone. And I don't think I'm blowing anything by asking you to read this one.
Oh, for sure. What you got?
On page 187, there's a story called A Friend in the Forest.
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah, this one, there's this has to do with the cryptid section of the book, where we're setting things up here.
My favorite.
It's
all right,
go ahead, DP. This one is I won't tease any more because this one is quite quite creepy.
Right. A Friend in the Forest, a perfect tale for when you've made up your mind to move and settle down in the wilderness. City living was never your thing anyway. A peaceful off-grid life in Washington's Cascade Mountains in the United States turns sinister when a couple befriends Forrest, a man with a dark past and an even darker story. As animals mysteriously vanish and Forrest disappears, they encounter a terrifying gray creature in the woods. I was living off the grid on a property of 80 acres in the Cascade Mountain Range of Washington State. Life was good. I was living the dream with my wife and my brother. We raised chickens, ducks, and turkeys, and had a small garden mostly consisting of marijuana plants and food for the animals. We rented the property, and there was one other renter on the land down a long trail along the marsh that leads out to the lake. He was a hippie. We got along fine with our neighbor for a while, but the longer we knew him, the more he tried to take advantage and trespass onto our section of land. As time went on, he even began building what seemed to be a commune of sorts. He would bring out strangers as well as homeless travelers and let them stay with him in exchange for help building and gardening in his area. Some of his visitors seemed like good enough people, but some you could tell had issues. We lived like this for a year or so before my brother moved out to live with his new girlfriend. Now it was just me, my wife, and the hippies. It seemed like our neighbor had a new group of people every week. Then one night, our neighbor held a big party. I decided to hang out for a bit. There were about 20 people passing bongs and bottles of homemade mead and mushroom tea. There was even a little group of street musicians playing songs from the Grateful Dead. Like I said, hippies. At this part, I heard stories that were borderline unbelievable. Most of these guys got here by hitchhiking and hopping trains, and were very open about telling stories of crimes they had committed. It was here I met a man named Forrest. He was of indigenous descent. He had just come to Washington from California, and had crazy stories about seeing what he would refer to as aliens following him. He described them as thin, tall, gray creatures that would leap into the trees and make clicking sounds, sometimes even mimicking human voices. He claimed they had followed him from California, and they were now on my property. We were all pretty drunk, so I just put it off as a guy on a weird trip. Still, after that night, I started to spend a lot of time with Forrest. He was a good guy, and he ended up helping around a lot on my property. So I eventually talked to the landlord about him taking his own spot in the woods. The landlord agreed, and we spent some time finding a good area for him to clear and start building a shelter. During this time, I started to have animals go missing. Not just one or two chickens, but within 2 weeks, I lost 25 chickens and 15 ducks. It wasn't strange to lose an animal or two from time to time, but this was an almost nightly occurrence. My wife was pregnant at this point, and winter was coming fast. It was worrying, to say the least. Meanwhile, Forrest was sleeping under a tarp with pallets as walls deep within the property. My wife and I had a fifth-wheel trailer with heat and a generator for power. We offered him to stay with us as the weather became unbearable, but he declined. So instead, I would spend some time with him at his spot, smoking and listening to his stories. He told me that, from what he had seen and observed, a lot of the homeless actually ate people. I thought it was a joke at first, but you could see the seriousness in his eyes. I had to ask, "Have you ever eaten a person?" He never said yes, but he had a look of regret and shame that told me he had. It was an especially harsh winter that year, and we were all low on food and hungry. Just before the first snow fell, Forrest got himself a car. Nothing that would get him around in the winter, but it was a place he could sleep and run the heater. He was also armed with a 12-gauge shotgun, and I would hear shots ring out in the distance from time to time. Once our child was born, we were very busy and saw Forrest less often. Though we occasionally brought him some food. He was in pretty bad shape, losing sleep because he said he was being stalked at night by one of the gray creatures clicking in the trees. I indulged him, and we spent some time searching for signs of the creature and building up a better wall system as a sort of security. But I never believed it much. I just wanted to give him some peace of mind. The next few times I went to check on him, he wasn't there. I didn't think much of it. I assumed he was out hunting until one day my family and I drove the trail to the backfield, parked, and hiked to his spot. Nothing had changed. Everything looked the same. His blanket was in the same position in the corner. His pots and pans were molding. His propane tank was just as full as the last time. I had seen it, and I was normally his ride into town for supplies. We checked his car. The keys were sitting in the ignition, and his 12-gauge shotgun was sitting in the passenger seat. I knew something wasn't right. He wouldn't have left these items behind, and he had become a great friend. I refused to believe he would leave and not say goodbye. That's when I heard my wife scream. I frantically ran over to see what was wrong, and there was the head of a dog on the ground. Its face was chewed up, missing its eyes and the end of its nose, and the body was nowhere to be found. I'd seen similar kills to that before and was pretty sure a mountain lion was the culprit. They tend to leave the heads behind. It was getting dark at that point, and I was concerned about a big cat on the prowl. So I got my wife and the baby in the truck, and we pulled out. It was a rough trail, and under the cover of the trees, it was pitch black. Nothing but the halogen lights on the old Suburban lighting the way. I crept through the trail, my wife and I looking off to the sides, looking for any sign of Forrest or the cougar. Again, my wife screamed and pointed to the left side of the trail. There, we saw it. Not a mountain lion at all. But a thin gray creature crouched in the woods just off the trail. It was human-like, but had long arms and was curled up in an almost frog-like position. I put my spotlight out the window at it, and it leapt into the trees. Amazed and terrified, I put my foot to the floor. It was about a 5-minute drive back to our spot. We went inside, locked the trailer, and covered the windows. We stayed up talking all night, convinced this thing did something to our friend Forrest. He wasn't crazy or drugged up at all. What he said followed him was real. Not long after that, our hippie neighbor moved. I never found out why, but I assumed he may have had his own experience. Now it was just me, my wife, and the baby. Still, animals would go missing from time to time. My wife refused to go out at night, and the property just felt wrong, like you were always being watched. We stayed another 6 months and didn't see anything like that again until my landlord died and we were forced to leave the land. I still keep an eye on that land. It's been up for sale a few times, but no one stays long. At this point, it's been years since anyone has lived out there. For a long time, we were unsure of what we saw that night, but thought for sure it had something to do with the disappearance of Forrest. One night we were watching videos on YouTube about creatures in the woods, and there it was, exactly what we saw. The thin, tall, gray creature with long arms. The video said it was a Wendigo. After researching Wendigo, our minds exploded. Forrest was of indigenous descent. We are almost sure he had eaten human flesh in his life. That winter was cold, and he was hungry. At this point, we're convinced what we saw that night was a Wendigo. I no longer think that this creature took him at this point. I feel like that creature was him. One last thought. Sometimes the scariest monsters aren't lurking in the woods, but are sharing your campfire. Trust your instincts, stay alert, and the minute someone starts talking about cannibalism, run. Wow. And I can read the Wendigo factoid if you like.
Yeah, please do.
The Wendigo, a chilling indigenous legend. The Wendigo is a terrifying creature from Algonquian folklore, associated with winter, famine, and cannibalism. Key facts about this mythical monster include origin. The legend originates from northern forests of the United States and Canada. appearance, often described as a gaunt, emaciated figure with gray skin, sunken eyes, and sometimes antlers. Behavior, known for an insatiable hunger for human flesh. Transformation, humans can become Wendigos through cannibalism or extreme greed. Cultural significance, the Wendigo myth served as a cautionary tale against selfishness and excess in harsh environments. Modern interpretations. The Wendigo has been featured in various books, films, and TV shows, often symbolizing the dangers of consumption and greed in modern society. While the Wendigo remains a legend, its story continues to captivate and terrify audiences, serving as a reminder of the dark potential within human nature.
See, and up until then, I just thought it was a villain of the X-Men.
Oh, goodness.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But... wow. See,
very that, chilling story.
Isn't it? I mean, I had a just this shiver down my spine after reading that.
It's one of the good ones for sure.
Yeah.
I think your audience will love that one and many, many more.
Yeah.
If I had to suggest a few, if that's all right.
Yes, please do.
Yeah. Suggest a couple.
Yeah.
See, got to pull open that table of contents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorites off the top of my head, so you know they're kind of up there in my memory for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
I slept with a skinwalker.
Yes,
not, that one's... not like you think. Not that kind of slept.
Not but, that kind, but yes, it's creepy. It is creepy, yeah.
And the spirit of Hogpen Branch.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see. I get these stories confused a little bit. I think It Butchered Our Horse was the one I'm thinking about.
Yep, yeah.
Very, very good stories in there. Obviously, there's going to be a little bit of a harm against animals, so be forewarned.
Yep.
If you're sensitive to that kind of stuff. We don't get very visceral with it. It's more mentioned, like you heard in that Wendigo story, but it is there.
Is it the terror in the cabin? Is that the creature that's in the attic?
Ooh, I think so.
I won't say any more than
I've read so many cabin stories.
Yeah.
I can look that up real quick. That's another popular subject in my community. They love cabins.
Yeah. But I don't want to say any more about the creature that's actually up there, but I think if it's the one that I'm thinking of with the two men in the cabin and the creature that's up there and you hear the scratching in the attic and in the walls and in the ceiling, and then eventually they take the broomstick out.
Yep, I think that's the one.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That one gave me chills too.
Yeah, that one's really good.
That reminds me, I don't think I've put this story, I might have put it in a different book, but one of my favorites off the top of my head was when someone stumbled upon a skinwalker mid-transformation, and it's one of the most body horror ones that I've ever read.
Wow.
A very, very good account, a lot of detail, and how, like, imagine what you would see if you caught a skinwalker mid-animal transformation, that kind of awful body breaking kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd get a story like that, but when I got it, I was psyched.
Yeah. Boy, that sounds interesting too. Yeah. Lots of good stuff. Also the Las Brujas de Mexico. That story was, it brings you back to being a child and the feeling of helplessness.
Oh, yes. I remember that all too well. There were nights where I would stay up too afraid to get a drink of water and I would just almost die by morning.
Yeah.
But that is one of those stories.
Yeah.
I love witchy stories like that.
Yeah.
A lot of people get offended when you tell witch stories because there will be people who are like, I'm a witch. Witches aren't evil, but that's not what we're saying.
No.
These are the bad witches, okay?
Right, right.
So give it a chance.
And it borders on folklore. I mean, I think it's safe to say that, but at the same time, this is very much someone's real experience. So you have to, you just have to kind of go with it.
Exactly.
And it does border on an abduction story too. So, I mean, you could argue there's, because again, I don't want to give too much away about the story. You have to read the story and you have to figure out what interpretation you want to take of it.
Yep.
Because of what's in there, but I interpret it a certain way. I interpret it more as an abduction story than I do a witch story.
Oh, yeah. I think witches and abductions just go hand in hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it was scary. It was creepy. It was a good story. So I don't think there's not a marginal story in this book, DP. I'll be honest with you. There's they're all very, very good. And that's
I'm very proud of it. It really goes to remind me of all people. If you get tired with the readings and the stories you're getting, there's always a good handful of stories like these that are going to keep you going. Yeah. They're going to satisfy that scary hunger we all have.
It's excellent. It's an excellent book. And again, like I had stated earlier in the program, look, first of all, if you're watching on video, it's a nice thick book, beautiful book, beautifully put together. The stories are all fantastic. And it gets to a point where, you know what, if you want to put the book down, you can put it down, you can pick it back up again. You can start at any point in the book, and there's many different categories. So if you're feeling a particular way on one day that you want to read about cryptids, you want to read about a particular phenomenon, you could pick it up and read about that and then put it back down again. And you know what? I even recommended this book to someone who's going to be on a trip with a family member, and they love reading and telling stories around the campfire. And believe it or not, one of the family members is a park ranger.
Oh, that's cool. I'm proud. Proud narrator over here. And that's a really cool thing about these stories. And what I do for a living, all the stories I tell are very rarely even PG-13, really. You can tell these stories to your kids in bed if you want to give them a good scare or ruin your own night later when they come screaming into your room. But they're great. Take it to a campfire. Take it into the tent. I'm not ashamed to say it's a perfect bathroom book.
Yeah.
Keep one in there. Pull it open, read a story, your business is done, and you probably scared the crap out of yourself anyway. So
there you go.
It's a great book. And the way it's put together, like you said, there's sections or whole categories in one section. So if you're feeling one theme, I want some national park stories, you got it. I want particularly camping stories, you got it. That kind of stuff. You're going to find ghosts, demons, monsters, and more, and galore. So everything in there, there's something for everybody.
Perfect. This is the book right here, folks. Creepy Campfire Stories, Spine-Chilling Tales to Scare and Share. We've got a couple of different links here. We've got a link to EerieCast. You can check out Unexplained Encounters and Alone in the Woods, the two podcasts. Also, we've got a link in the description of this program, so you can go pre-order this wonderful book, Creepy Campfire Stories, Spine-Chilling Tales to Scare and Share. Darkness Prevails. I want to thank you so much for being with us today on the program.
Thank you so much for having me on. I do want to say the first 1,000 pre-orders are going to get a really cool holographic bookmark. Oh. And I will, for your audience in particular, I set up a little form at eeriecast.com/campfire. And if you go there, the first 10 people, at least 10, I might be more generous, but we're going to give away 10 signed copies of this book. So if you go there, fill out your info, US only, unfortunately, but we'll give away 10 books and I'll sign them. It'll have my hideous chicken scratch, but it'll be cool.
Nice. And that's greatly appreciated. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate that so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. It's been a blast.
Thank you for being on the program. And again, thank you so much for this book. This book is really such a gift. Appreciate it so much. Folks, that's going to do it for the week. A couple of notes for you. Being that Darkness Prevails is on YouTube, we should mention our own YouTube channel, which is the Original Darkness Radio. If you're listening to this podcast, you can see us. You can see this podcast by going to the Original Darkness Radio. Be sure to like and subscribe. Second, the Darkness Radio Apple app. If you don't have that Apple app, or you have it and you haven't updated it recently, go do so right now. Third, I will be at the Palmer House Hotel in Sauk Center raising money for charity for the St. Cloud, animal shelter in St. Cloud through Potographs for Pooches. That event is August 1st and 2nd. Go to darknessradioshow.com. Go to the events page. Tickets are 3/4 of the way sold out, so you need to get there quickly. Get those tickets. It's been a week and a half, folks. These tickets are going quickly. Limited tickets available for this event. You can either go to potographsforpooches.com or you can go to darknessradioshow.com/events. Get in quick, because these tickets are going to be gone probably in the next week or two. Again, myself, Scotty Rourke, and Tim and Lauren Miley will be there at the Palmer House Hotel in Sauk Center, Minnesota, August 1st and 2nd. And finally, coming up on the weekend, be sure to be a light in someone's darkness this weekend. again. We're in the summer season. Plenty of lawn work to be done, plenty of housework to be done. And there's someone in your community or in your family who's disabled or elderly that needs your help. Be sure to get out there and help someone this weekend. It's going to be a nice weekend this weekend. Be sure to help someone. Be a light in someone's darkness this weekend. From Ally Fox, for Jessica Freeberg, from Beer City Bruiser, I'm Tim Dennis. Thank you so much. And we're so grateful that you've been tuning in to the best in paranormal podcasting. You've been watching and listening to Darkness Radio.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.